love bugs. We're back. It's 4:54 p.m. It's the same day, Thursday, March 14th. And we're going to jump into Scorpio and Scorpio placements for the energy check-in. This is definitely involving some type of inheritance or something. It's also involving a death. Of course, we know that Scorpio card pops up in tarot as death, but on a different deck, the death card popped up again. So we're talking about a death, a passing away. God bless you, baby. We're talking about a death or a passing away of someone's family, a death in the family or something like that. I know I just did an episode right before this, but this is two different situations. This involves a older man that passed away. This involves, you know, this might be connected to a reading I did 2 days ago. I don't remember what sign it was because I was channeling hella, so they kind of got mixed up in my head on which is which. But I said something about a feminine receiving money from someone that is not necessarily this person's family, or they might have never met this person before. Me just glancing at the first couple cards here, I feel like, I think in a reading I said something about, like, this person, it's like, I don't know if it's like charity or like, I don't know how it will be written off on the inheritance, but it's like everybody in this person's family was, and I did this reading before, I can't remember if the person was a Virgo or a air sign, but I said that this older masculine did not want to give the money to anybody in the family because his family was racist. And, they were all like power hungry, like money hungry. And he just didn't believe in that kind of stuff. I said something about the person being like a vet or a veteran, or like they served at some point in time. And that they had generations of money from their ancestors being like slave owners or something like that. So it's like, that's where the fortune comes from. He's the only one that had it, but it's like he didn't disperse it because he's seen that the family, it's like, I don't know. He's not racist, but it's like, since they never switched up and changed their ways as the generations went on, he didn't want to supply them with the money and the power by any means necessary because they're already a certain way, if that makes sense. So if they had this amount of money, they will be untouchable. So it's like he knew that he was in a family full of like fucked up people, and he didn't want to provide them the resources to continue to be fucked up. So it's like he like gave all of his money to someone that he felt like deserved it. But I feel like in the reading that I did before, it has something to do with somebody is of color, they're indigenous or they're African American, or like their ancestors went through slavery. So he felt like what his last dying breath, I would rather give to another family that is genuine and honest, and I'd rather that person win then give more money and power to these people that share my blood, because I don't believe in the same things that they believe in. Some shit like that. This is that. This is like a part two to that. Now, I don't even remember how long ago I did that reading, but yeah, I know that I briefly mentioned it in one of these readings 2 days ago, though. So, boom. This masculine, older, white male, he's passed away already. I do see he was in some type of big war. I don't know if it was like World War II or like some type of big war, but I see he was like very well decorated. He was like a commandant or a lieutenant or a general or something like of great power. So he had lots of benefits on top of that. And like I said, his family had wealth from being slave owners and having plantations, et cetera, et cetera. The family that he has that was under him, because he was like the oldest, that was the keeper of this fortune, they're like shiesty. They're into like, they have bad gambling habits, bad gambling addictions. They get into like bar fights, you know, they pick on people, they're racist, et cetera, et cetera. So I see he didn't want them with that. I do see that the police are involved in his death in some type of way. So he was being cared for by his family, but someone in his family tried to off him, because it's like he's getting... I had a dream about that. I said that in the fucking reading too. I was like, I had a dream about this, that somebody was like going to try to kill or poison this person in order to get the money. I don't remember what I said on that reading, but I said my dream a little bit more in detail, but it was like, oh, dad's dying. And they're like, oh, okay. And they didn't care because they knew he was dying because of something that they did to acquire the money. So if this person had like a son, for example, this person's wife, which would be the daughter-in-law, was like a nurse or something like that, or like the caregiver. And the son was like, you know, my dad is the only reason why we're living this way. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They should have these fortunes. They know that he's, you know, the longer he lives, the longer they have to wait to live how they want to live. So this person's daughter-in-law, which is their racist son's wife, was like slowly poisoning this man or something like that. Or if she wasn't slowly doing it, she just did it, put something in his food to take him out so that he could be gone and that the wealth can be theirs. I see with the police here, the police visited them recently, or when this happened, because the death was not by natural causes. There was something found that whatever they poisoned him with was found in his blood system or his bloodstream or his stomach or something when they did the autopsy. So his death was not by natural causes. So the police were involved. Whoever he was trying to give this money to with this inheritance, I feel like he did all the paperwork so that it can be set up to not go to the family. Now, I did say on the original reading and briefly on a reading I did 2 days ago that whoever is a divine feminine that is supposed to get this entire man's inheritance and life savings, they're complete strangers. So the paperwork is kind of like unfinished because I don't feel like this person knows divine feminine's full name and, you know, birth name or nothing like that. They just probably follow, he probably followed this person on social media or the platform, or I don't fucking know. But somehow he knows this divine feminine. And the probate lawyer or whatever they're called is like, shit was kind of on hold with this money here. I see there's a lot of money was on hold because there's an investigation going on with this person's murder. But either way it goes, whether the investigation cleared or is done or not, it was never set with this probation lawyer to go to this family. I don't think this old man knew that they were going to kill him or nothing. But it's like, he already wrote in the paperwork to sell the estate that he was in. He already wrote that. He already wrote in the paperwork to sell all of the expensive furniture and like to like liquidize all of this, all of the nice belongings he had and the benefits and the veteran stuff and the money, and send that all to this person. He probably was like, this is this person's alias. This is all I know. This person goes by this on their platform. I watch them. I listen to them. This is my favorite celebrity. Like, whatever it is, the probate lawyer is going to reach out to the person by way of like DM or email or something attached to this person's like content creating. That's all they have to go on. And then be like, hey, on behalf of this person's estate, I'm here to let you know this is what you have, type shit. And like, make it official on that end. But like, the delay, Bubba, sit down. The delay was that there was a murder investigation going on. Yeah. So there's a divine feminine that's listening that you've been having dreams about this, or you felt like something was coming. Have faith in your dreams. Hold on to that vision. It actually is here. It was just like a small delay because the police had to like arrest this family. You've been picking up in this while you were meditating or something like that. And your spirit team is like, look at the bigger picture. Like, this person's getting justice. With the journey card here, it is coming to you. It's just like the only delay that you, I don't know if it's still a delay or what, but it was like the only reason it's been taking a little minute. Like if they told you this and you resonated with that reading, and then you had a dream about it or something like that, the only thing that's been taking a minute is that they had to solve this person's murder. For sure. But if they told, if your spirit team told you like, yeah, you got a new beginning coming, we're gonna make sure you have some money, we got you, you know, if you're like, damn, I'm barely making money off my content creating, or I'm barely making money for my business or whatever, and you're praying and you're praying and you're praying, they're like, no, we got you, we didn't forget you. If you're like, damn, I didn't put out all these things and I don't want to do this anymore because I feel like nobody's listening or nobody's hearing me, or, you know, whatever, like something like that. It's giving me like, maybe, I don't know what kind of business you have, but it's like, maybe you do something that's really, really like, you're very talented and you're just trying to help people. And you see people make money off their content creating when it's just like, somebody sitting on a fucking live doing makeup and they're making hella money. You're like, why aren't they doing that with me? And I'm sharing information, or I'm helping heal people, or I'm teaching them like valuable things that they can use in life. And people are making money off of staring at people, staring at them and putting on makeup. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you kind of, divine feminine, whoever you are, you kind of like wanted to give up on your vision or give up on your goals because it's like, am I doing the wrong thing? Like, you guys are telling me this is my purpose, but it's like, I'm drowning in bills here because people are wanting to look at vanity and not intellect or something. Your spirit team is telling you no, like, you actually helped this person in some type of way. This older masculine that's gone, you actually helped him, you inspired him, or you just made him see things in a different light. To the point, like, his dying wish was that you're supported, you know? So this person can't take the money with them when they passed, right? So they're like, I don't want to give it to my family. And obviously he was right, because his family ended up murdering him at the end of the day. But like, I feel like this is a blessing for you in more than one way. Like, the gods want you to understand how big of an impact you have on people with your words, your content creating, your storytelling, or like whatever you do, your intellect you share. Maybe you're into herbology or whatever. Like, you just share information to help others in their daily life. And like, you feel like you're not getting anything out of it. You're like, I'm just doing this for free. Fuck it. I'm not going to do it anymore. So with this new beginning is also recognition and reward. Like, the gods want you to understand however much this is about to be sent to you, they want you to understand like, you're worth this and so much more. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. Don't quit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going to be like something where you can fulfill all your wishes, your heart's desires with this. You do have positive movement for it. So I feel like, maybe for this to be popping up, the police solve this. I feel like these people are definitely in trouble. You have been patient, for sure. You've been patient long enough. I feel like you've been going through a lot of heartache and loss. This person could have been watching you or listening to you. And like, you know, maybe you have like 200 followers and like everybody else got millions doing like fuck shit. Like, are you guys really paying this person to put on outfits and to do their makeup? I mean, shout out to them. That's what's up. But it's like, you kind of felt like, I have so much intellect I want to share with people and nobody's supporting that. Like, okay, it's not the wave. Cool. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, but like, your spirit team wants you to be grounded in your foundation and understand, like, this was not all for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep at it. You've been building your brand, you know, and now you're going to be able to take your brand further with this abundance coming in. Like, your fortunes are coming in. Yeah, this person was definitely an air sign. What is that? Libra, Gemini, or Aquarius? So you help this person learn more about themselves before they pass. Their intellect, you know, help them, whatever. Air signs are very intellectual. They feel like you're very spunky and, like, fun and free. And you kind of do whatever you want to do. And I feel like even if this person never messaged you personally themselves or anything like that, maybe they liked your content or maybe they shared your content or stuff like that. But you probably never had a personal one-on-one conversation with this person. The best way that they can show, damn, that song by Yeba's Heartbreak. Can I show my love for you? I can't sing. Fucking don't crucify me. But yeah, it's on a Drake album, but it's Yeba's Heartbreak. And I feel like the best way this person can show their appreciation and love for you, even though they're a complete stranger, is like by way of giving you every fucking thing they ever owned, for sure. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like, and to know that, like, you're doing this and you're still doing it without receiving any reward, they're like, how is nobody hearing this person? Like, I need the world to hear this person. With all this abundance I'm gonna send this person, they can have a marketing team. They can create their own fucking social media platform. They can do this, they can do that, so that people will see them, will hear them. The shit will be on TV, or like whatever you need financially to happen for the world to hear your content or to see your content or to read it, or like however you do whatever you're doing, this is the abundance that'll help with that, if that makes sense. Because it's like maybe you just been doing it on your own and you haven't really had any way to make your own commercials and put them on TV and put them on the radio and put them on YouTube and pay for all the kind of advertisements, but it's like now you're able to. So now it's like, yes, this person passed away, but it's like a rebirth for you. And this is like their dying wish. It's like that the world hears your voice, or that the world sees you and your content over like the bimbos doing fucking makeup and hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, watch me install a wig. And then like people are just sending them hella money to do that. It's like, to me personally, that's fucking stupid. I would rather watch somebody that's teaching me, right? But that's just me. Yeah, so this person's dying wish was to balance out your life, and to help you in some type of way. With the moon here, you've had a dream about this person. Even if it was just that one dream, I said this, you might be naturally like a medium, whether you practice it and you openly say this on your platform or not. You could be a medium, so you help spirits cross over. So you could have helped this person cross over a while ago, like they've been passed, but the mystery around how they passed away wasn't solved until I feel like now. For this to be coming up in my reading, I feel like the police are like very much aware how they died. They put the timelines together. They picked who was there, what the poison was, whatever it was. Like the police figured that all out now. And I feel like, you already had a dream of this person passing, though. And you've just been like, okay, like, that resonated with me, Nola, but I haven't heard anything, so you were still kind of in sorrow. Like, are you guys sure? Like, I feel like my spirit team's lying to me. Why would my spirit team lie to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was kind of like questioning your gifts or questioning your dreams or your abilities or anything like that. And it's kind of like, oh, I'm never going to get out of this cycle of, like, poverty or, like, I don't want to put out any more content. I don't want to do any more messages. I don't want to talk to anybody anymore. I'm going through my own shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like one of those things where you just don't post that much anymore, or you don't write many books, or like whatever your talents are, you don't do much of it anymore. Go get it, Bubba. You don't do much of it anymore because it's like, nah, I'm going through shit. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're like love and light and like, oh yeah, let's be inspired to do this. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Like, you're just like trying to pep other people up. You're not in such a peppy mood, and I don't feel like you're fake. Yes, good job, Bubba. I don't feel like you're fake, so I feel like if you're not in a peppy mood, you're not going to spread peppiness, right? If you're not in a good mood, you're not going to put that bad mood on other people. So you probably are like, let me just shut the fuck up for a second. I don't know how long you've been kind of quiet or whatever. Or, you know, maybe it's like if you're a writer, an author or something, it's like writer's block or whatever. You're just not fucking with it. It's like, I can't write fantasy love stories and like happiness and bliss if I'm not feeling that, you know? So whatever was going on with you in the background, it has affected your content creating, because you're like, I'm just not fucking with it. So, yeah, I don't know. All that to say, like, I feel like this is coming close to an end, because now I feel like the police got a hold of the people. They know the full story. Now they can convict them. And now I feel like the probate lawyer is able to move forward. But there was a delay over it because they were trying to figure out everything that happened. Your spirit team wants you to be thankful, be grateful, express gratitude, appreciation, and kind of just stay balanced and in harmony right now, because like all your prayers were answered and then some. But it's like, it's just, it's on its way to you, if that makes sense. So just like, hold on. I feel like you are probably going to get a dream or a vision of it right before it happens. So like, let's say the night before the probate lawyer reaches out to you, you might get a dream or a vision or a snippet of it or something like that. And it's like, oh my gosh. And then boom, you wake up and you got a fucking message from the person or something, right? So it's like something like that. So just hold on to your vision. Don't give up. I feel like they're just trying to come and reiterate to you that everything's okay. They heard your prayers and your wishes. It's not that they're not being answered, or it's not that it's like access denied or nothing. It's just like, girl, we gotta make sure this person gets justice. Like, they just provided you with a whole lifestyle. Like, your tax bracket went all the way up off this one bag. Like, you probably got other bags that you're waiting on too, but like, this one bag just elevated you so much. So it's like, we can't let this person be murdered and like, not solve it just to get you your bag. Let's solve this. You might have to wait a little bit longer. It's okay. But at least, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already don't know this person like that, and they gave everything to you. But it's like, how guilty would it feel if this person is not able to rest on in peace if their murder was never solved? You see what I'm saying? And then, like, they just passed on thinking that it was a natural cause when it realized they were done something that was unjust. That would be fucked up to know you're just running around town spending this person's money and they're not resting easy, right? Your spirit team wouldn't even let that happen. And I feel like you are the type of person that you would not want that to happen either. And neither would your spirit team. So they're like, let's make sure that this person that thought so highly of you is able to rest on. And we got you. Like, the bag is here. It ain't going to them. They can't fight nobody in court for it. But this person also needs justice for what happened to them, because that's fucked up type shit, right? Yeah. Upskill. So I feel like, yeah, your work, your career life is in a crossroads right now. You're a teacher, a spiritual teacher, or an advisor, a life coach, or you're something. Like, you educate people and you teach people. And I feel like that's what you've been doing. And it's gonna, like, it's like in a crossroads right now. You've been like praying to the gods, like, can people start to see my content? Like, I've been stuck at this certain amount of views or a certain amount of likes or, an audience, because I hate saying followers, but like, I've been stuck at this on my social media for hella long. It never goes above this certain number. I'll lose some, I'll gain some, and I'll gain some every day, but it still seems like it's in that same stagnant energy. And you're like, I have things that people need to hear. I have knowledge that people need to hear. Maybe you talk about like how to take care of yourself naturally, or how to beat fucking cancer, or I don't fucking know, like how to heal your inner child. Like whatever you talk about something that's like therapeutic or healing and people need to hear it. Maybe it's like revolutionary. Bubba, put that down. Thank you. Lord, he be trying to run over my cards with his truck. So like, I think this is gonna be the last one for right now. I might do some more later, but like, I'm about to go hang out with my son for a little bit, cause like, he's bringing the toys to the cardboard, right? So yeah, like, whatever it is, people need to hear it, you know? And I feel like this person knew that when they were passing, and I feel like you've been praying for that. So it's gonna happen. Your spirit team wants you to rejuvenate, relax, get some more sleep, detox your body if you need to, and just, you know, allow things to flow to you. Yeah, because pretty soon your inner shaman's gonna awake. You're gonna start connecting with more spirits. But you're here to heal. You can be a shaman, or even if you don't consider yourself a shaman, I'm seeing in the cards you are a shaman. And you're here to like help other people heal themselves. Even if it's like you have a vast knowledge on like self-medication or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, people are like scared of like mushrooms. And you might be like, if you take a microdose of this, it can beat this, and you don't have to take Ambien and this and that and that and this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do something like that. And it's kind of like shamanic in a way. You do things that are like old way, old practices, and you enlighten people to things and teach them step by step how to do it or how to go about it. And it's actually important for like this, ascension process, like for the universe to be turning in the favor of like, intellect coming and being an important thing. Like I said, the age of Pisces is going away. That glamour, that allure, that facade of like people just fucking watching other people be glamorous and shit, like, and paying them for it. It makes no sense to me when people get online and like fucking Nicki Minaj or like a celebrity that already has millions in their bank account, gets on live and people are sending them, like on TikTok in particular, they're sending them roses and sending them gifts and little fucking trinkets, but that's money. And it's like, this motherfucker already got millions. Y'all already buying their albums. Y'all already streaming and buying merch and all that kind of shit. And then you're gonna send your money to them just cause they're on live? Like, to me personally, that don't make no sense at all. Like, it doesn't make any sense. When you're struggling, the world's in inflation right now. Motherfuckers can barely survive off of paycheck to paycheck, but you're spending your little paycheck on somebody that already got hella money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's weird. But that's kind of the energy of the age of Pisces, and that's slowly going away. So I feel like your spirit team is also saying, like, not only is this new beginning going to, catapult you into the new wave of the age of Aquarius, but it's like in a way for somebody in particular, I'm not gonna say it's everybody, but for a person in particular listening, you're gonna bring in the wave of what's it called, the age of Aquarius. It's like your platform, your content, your books, whatever you got going on. It's like, you're gonna start the wave, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever been to a fucking game, soccer, football game, and somebody starts the wave? It's like, you're the first person that gets up and starts the wave, and then everybody follows suit and does it. But it's like, it's not gonna start without you. So I need you to understand how important you are. This person's last dying wish was for you to understand how important you are. They could have left a message to you through the probate lawyer. Like, a letter. They could have wrote you a letter to express this. Like I said, this is a complete stranger, but they're a fan of your work. There could have been, like, if it's a book, I read all your books. If it's your art, like, I collected all your art pieces, you know, woo, 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 like, whatever it is, this is, like, a huge fan of yours, and they want to support you in so many ways, but they had their own shit they were going through. So it's like, here's everything that I ever owned. This is my last dying letter to you. It's going to be sent with this major check. Start this. The world needs to hear you. Go out and do it. Don't ever give up. I notice you don't post that much anymore, or I notice you kind of slowed down. I notice you've been kind of giving up, or you don't feel like people are hearing you. I fucking hear you, right? I need everybody to hear you. So the gods want you to understand that when you hear me do messages about the age of Aquarius and this new wave of intellect coming in, that you're, I'm not gonna say everybody, because this can resonate with more than one person, but like, you're the wave that starts it. You're the first person that gets up and throws their hands in the air, and then everybody next to them does the wave, like you be seeing at the fucking sports games. So until you stand up, until you get your shit and you stand up and throw your arms in the air, shit can't move forward without you. I need you to understand just in how important you are, just how important your content is, and like the words you say or the words you write or the things that you do. Okay? Don't give up. I know it's hard. Trust me. I fucking know myself. It's hard as shit to be having faith in something that is not physically, like, it's just like even believing in the gods, like you can't physically see them, but you know that they're there, right? I know it's hard to have faith in something you can't see or you can't physically touch quite yet, but I see in the cards that, like, it's one step closer to getting to you, okay? It's not that when you heard the message however long ago, maybe that was a month or two ago, I don't remember. It's not that that the gods weren't talking to you at all. It's that they had to make sure this person gets their justice first. Then they're able to move on towards you. So, yeah, pay attention to your dreams and look out for, I guess, somebody coming in and telling you what I just said. That's all I got. I'm going to take me a break so I can kick it with my son, because he's like bringing trucks and stuff right to me. So let me go ahead and tend to my kid. I'll probably do another couple, the last of them tomorrow or something. Or if I feel like doing it later, I might do it later. Who knows? Peace.